other headlines, Iran says it has busted a U.S.-backed cyber network linked to terrorist organizations. Reports say Israeli tanks have once again entered the buffer zone on the Lebanese border. An early result from Iraq's elections put the prime minister's coalition ahead as vote counting continues. It's 800 GMT. You're watching Press TV News. Many thanks for joining us. Iranian authorities say they have busted a cyber network that aimed to destabilize the country. At least 30 leaders of the network have been arrested. Iran says the network known as Iran Proxy, funded by the U.S. government and the CIA, had launched a cyber war against the government in Iran since 2006. The group is linked to terrorist organizations such as the Kingdom Assembly of Iran and the MKO. It had developed anti-proxy software for data theft and espionage purposes. Iranian officials say the network also used the internet for recruiting terrorists in Iran and training them in Iraq and other countries. It also launched a propaganda campaign during the post-election violence in Iran by spreading wrong information regarding the death toll. The group also tried to collect data on nuclear scientists. Iran says the network's spokesman, Ahmad Batabi, met with former U.S. President George W. Bush in person. Iran's judiciary has already sent a formal request to Interpol to arrest Batabi, as well as another key member of the network, Kayvan Rafi'i, who lives abroad. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, says regional issues cannot be resolved without Tehran's contribution. Ahmadinejad questioned NATO's achievements in Afghanistan and said only Iran can help resolve this regional crisis. Addressing a gathering in Tehran, he said his country has been the first regional power and has now turned into one of the few world powers. Ahmadinejad also criticized efforts by some countries to set out new regulations for the International Atomic Energy Agency. He said these countries aim to block independent countries from acquiring peaceful nuclear technology. He said the West could not stop Iran's nuclear program by adopting further resolutions or imposing sanctions. More on Afghanistan. Breaking news coming in right now. 21 people have been killed, 50 other wounded in an incident that has taken place in Kandahar, located in the south of Afghanistan. Just to recap, 21 people have been killed, 50 other wounded in the south of Afghanistan in Kandahar province. More details on that story as and when we get them right here on Press TV. Now, for the second time in 2 days, two Israeli tanks have crossed their technical fence and entered the buffer zone on the border with Lebanon. The tanks are stationed on a hill near the Lebanese border but have not crossed the blue line set by the UN. A similar incident took place on Friday in the same area, about 2 kilometers south of Qajar village. UNIFIL's peacekeepers, together with Lebanese armed forces, were present in the area. They said no border violation had occurred. We asked Press TV's Beirut correspondent Ali Risk about the intention behind Israel's action.
This is one scenario, of course, Israel trying to provoke Hezbollah, trying to make Hezbollah take some sort of action in retaliation. But it is a very small attempt, especially when you consider that there was no violation or no crossing by the tanks of the blue line. Now, a second, of course, scenario other than the one which you just mentioned is the fact that Israel, as you know, it's widely believed that it has suffered major military setbacks, of course, in Lebanon, to some extent in Gaza. We are hearing, of course, for the first time, Israel unprecedentedly is being threatened, whether it be by the Syrian regime, by Hezbollah, of course, and others in the resistance bloc in the region, what is referred to as resistance bloc, have been threatening Israel that they will retaliate if Israel attacks. Now, for this reason, many are saying that these Israeli provocations, what they aim to do is to show that Israel still has some military might, that the morale of the military, even of Israeli society in general, is, of course, now in deep trouble. In this way, Israel is trying to show its own military and its own society that it is still a major military power in the region.
Meantime, Israeli soldiers have injured 6 Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of Palestinian women and youths who were holding an anti-Israeli rally at Qalandia Crossing. 4 women and 2 youths were wounded, and at least 4 other people were detained during the clashes. The demonstrators were protesting Tel Aviv's plan to build more homes on Palestinian land. They were also demanding the Israeli-controlled East Jerusalem Al-Quds as the capital of their future state. Saturday's rally came just a day after Israeli authorities sealed off the West Bank to prevent more protests. Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has condemned Israel's plan to expand settlements in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Hezbollah also accused the United States of supporting Tel Aviv's expansionist policies on Palestinian land. The movement warns that Israel's project to build 1,600 new homes in East Jerusalem Al-Quds causes demographic changes in the city. Lebanon's president, Michel Suleiman, has said the settlement project ruins any opportunity for peace. He says Israel's defiance of international pressure shows that it has no intention to respect Palestinian rights. Now, Turkish-Israeli ties are passing through testing times. Regional allies, the relationship has many aspects of cooperation, but as Press TV's Jody Sabral reports, Turkey is now questioning this alliance.
Turkish-Israeli relations are passing through a difficult period. That's according to Turkey's foreign ministry. Regional allies, Turkey and Israel, cooperate in many fields such as military, intelligence and trade. But a recent diplomatic crisis between the two exposed cracks in this regional partnership.
I mean, it is going through a difficult period, but still on many levels the relationship is going. We've had several visits and there's still cooperation in many fields. But we're not happy with what the government is doing there. And therefore we have openly criticized them, because we are friends with Israel. And as friends, we have the right to criticize. And we feel that what the Israeli government has done with regard to Gaza and with regard to the Palestinians is wrong.
It was these images of the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad that appeared in a Turkish TV series, which sparked a diplomatic row last month. A Turkish child rescued from a ring of kidnappers within the Israeli intelligence services by Turkish agents. In response, Israel asked Turkey's envoy to explain why these images had made it onto one of Turkey's most popular TV dramas. The series writer says Israel was nervous because the television series has a growing influence with an international audience.
It's not only popular in Turkey, it's watched in 20 countries around the world, from the US, Europe, the Balkans, Central Asia, the Middle East, North Africa and China. People watch it because they want to learn the truth.
Bahadur is now working on a feature film that he says will explore Israeli crimes against the Palestinians, something he hopes will send yet another message to Israel and increase public awareness.
Until now, Israel felt they were untouchable, but they now see this is not the case. Of course, we are exploring this from a cinematic side, and we are going to explore this more.
The Turkish Foreign Ministry has criticized the news that Israel now plans to build more settlements, but is Tel Aviv listening?
Whether they are listening to us is a different situation. We do hope that they are listening to us. We do hope that they're listening to reason from other countries as well, and we just have to wait whether they will respond to reason.
The relationship is moving through a precarious period in which it's difficult to predict which way it's heading. But as Turkish officials say, friends should be open to criticism. But how long can this criticism be ignored before the friendship is questioned? Jody Sabral, Press TV, Istanbul.
And an update on the breaking news we brought to you earlier from southern Afghanistan. According to local officials there, 35 civilians and police have been killed in an explosion in Kandahar province. Well, I can see there now there have been explosions in southern Afghanistan. Another 45 apparently have been wounded in the explosions in Kandahar province in southern Afghanistan. More details on that breaking news as and when they come in here to us on Press TV. But to Iraq now. Latest results of the vote counting in that country's parliamentary elections indicate a tight competition, with the coalition of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki taking the lead. In the capital, Baghdad, Maliki is ahead with a wide lead. His State of Law coalition is followed by Iraq's National Alliance and the secularist Iraqi list headed by former Premier Ayad Alawi. But Alawi's alliance is ahead in Diyala and Salahuddin provinces. The results are partial and only represent half of the 18 provinces. The close margins indicate that no bloc would manage to get the majority of the votes to form the government alone. A close ally of Maliki has said that his coalition has already entered talks with leading Kurdish parties about forming a new government, and those negotiations will continue with other coalitions. These are the headlines on Press TV. Iran says it has busted a U.S.-backed cyber network that was linked to terrorist organizations. Reports say Israeli tanks have once again entered the buffer zone on the Lebanese border. And early results from Iraq's elections put the Prime Minister's coalition ahead as vote counting continues.